friends. Welcome to Momo Musical. Momo, will you come over here, please?
Thank you very much.
How about Popo? Is he over there, too?
Popo and Momo are here. With a potpourri of music. All right, let's get off that surly kick and introduce the program, what it really is.
It's what it really is, friends, is nothing.
It's the United States Steel Arm. Thanks a lot, man. That was wonderful.
Bob? Good afternoon, friend.
Ken?
Good afternoon, friend.
Bill?
How do you do?
That is fast becoming the green trademark. People are starting to talk about that, you know.
It is.
It's a surefire line. It gets laughs the same way Brooklyn does.
That's right.
For instance, when I say Brooklyn, everybody laughs. I mean, I don't see what the mention of the word Brooklyn has.
Has to do with it.
How about
whenever you say Brooklyn, everybody laughs.
How about La Brea Tar Pits?
What was that?
Cucamonga.
Well, we've all had a good laugh. Let's all calm down for the more serious things in life. Today,
so ludicrous.
Today, being no school day, I think it's time for all of
school.
No school on Saturday. I think for the kids who are home, possibly listening to us, we should revive the custom of a Saturday assembly, which is a Bob and Ray feature, has been for a long time. If you wake up, please. It's assembly time, boys and girls.
All right, now I'll march in, and all right, Miss McGee, play the piano, please. Come on, children, hurry up.
Hurry up, stop that talking, take that gum out of your hair.
Students Marching and Conservatory Band, the Chowder Society favorite for this afternoon, under the double eagle.
We have here in the school auditorium today a man who's come all the way from Fargo, South Dakota, to tell you a very interesting story about the Black Hills. And I want you all to pay strict attention to him and do not do any talking, please. Remember that this is an assembly and we want to be kind and courteous to our guests. All right, Mr. Crumler.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stanley. I want to ask all of you kids to be very quiet during this conversation I'm about to have with you because... Mr. Stanley...
I got my stellar companion, Mr. Crumler.
Can't keep these children quiet enough to leave. Now, the main thing about these Black Hills is they're black. That's one point I want to get across to you. I want to get across to you good, you know? Now, all of you kids...
What, no pictures, no slides, sir?
We'll get to the slides later.
Okay.
Now, the main thing about these Black Hills, other than the fact of their colors, I see a student with his hand up.
I played George Washington last February in assembly.
Very nice.
I was also Lincoln by the man.
Let me see where I was now.
On Lincoln's birthday.
I was about to say that if you walk out...
Also planted me on Arbor Day.
See another little child with his hand up over there? Yes, you may. The big thing about the Black Hills...
Are they pretty black?
They're pretty black as far as I can see. Or as far as the eye can see.
The eye can see.
No songs, children, please. I'll have to kick your little brats out of here. Now, if you should travel by motor or on foot up through the Black Hills, first thing that would catch your eye, of course, would be the majestic peak. That's right.
Mr. Cameron.
Yes, Mr. Sturley.
I believe that you're over the student's head a little. So would you come down from the chandelier?
Right. Get right down. Now, to continue this discussion, there, of course, are rivulets running down.
Oh, be careful of that kind of language. Remember, these are
Mr.
all...
Mr. Sturley, if you can't keep quiet, I won't continue with my lecture. These little children are keeping very quiet.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm just merely trying to tell you how to...
Oh, who threw that?
I didn't throw it. It was him.
I think it was that little kid there in the third row.
It was not me.
I think it was. Come up here, young man.
Okay.
Give you a lesson you'll not soon forget.
Well, that's what I think. I was just sitting there listening to you, albeit boring.
How old are you, little Bab?
What?
How old are you?
Bab. Going on 11.
I see. Where do you live?
Here.
You got any brothers and sisters?
Yes. My brother stayed back.
How old is he?
Two.
But certainly, I've got enough more cooperation from these kids, or I'm not going to be able to go on with this lecture.
May I sit down now?
Go back to your seat.
Mr. Dudley, you've got a pretty bad cough.
I don't have a cold at all.
Well, it sounds that way to me.
My head is as clear as a bell.
Mr. Crumley.
Yes.
I believe if you'd show your slides, you'd get the student's attention. It would be more than...
All right. Will you turn the lights out? My assistant down there, will you get the first slide fixed up?
No, not that set. No. Sorry.
Yeah, but... turn the lights on, please. Now, here we see the majestic black... Hey, the majestic
Wait
Black
minute,
Hill is supposed to be slide number one, Joe.
Sorry, that's a picture of my past. My past is feet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's Bill Green there. See him seated on the sand?
Sure.
Well, that's a very pretty...
Yeah, here you go.
There, there's the right one in the machine now. You see the... Well, you'll have to stand on your head to see this in the proper proportion because he seems to have it upside down. You're going to turn it right side up. Now it's right side up. Now. That's your thumb, Joe.
Oh.
Put the next slide in there, please. That's here. This is the Great Salt Lake of Utah.
That's a family album picture.
Oh, excuse me. I thought I recognized one of those.
One of them there was a great old salt, however. Uncle Ned, that's my drinking uncle.
I think our assembly is blowing up in our faces here.
All right, let's march out.
Let's march out, shall we?
All right, students, please stand. And,
thank you for your very kind attention.
Every noon at this time is wonderful.
Here's a letter from one of your devoted fans, Lonesome Gal.
Oh, isn't that lonely?
He says he listens each noon at this time.
Isn't he?
While he's eating his peanut butter sandwiches. Today. I think we could probably have a commercial right now, and it would clear the air a little bit.
All right.
I don't know who's doing this commercial today. Who's this? Well, you know who it is, don't you?
Sure do, Cordette.
Yeah. Chesterfield satisfies women and men. Chesterfield over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers akin. Always by Chesterfield. Hello. Well, here we are again. Shut up, Tony. All right, Archie. That's enough, Archie.
Here's
friend,
Arturo Studley.
Well, who have we got here with us today, Tony?
First of all, we have a young man who wants to introduce a friend of his.
All right, sir. What's your name, please?
My name is Arthur Studley.
Uh-huh. Where do you come from, Arthur?
I'm from right over here in neighboring Red Bank.
We're kind of namesakes, aren't we, for the land sake?
Sure.
What do you do?
I'm an insurance man.
Oh, you're in the insurance business. You know, they say there's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance. And who is your brother along today?
Brought along my brother. And, I think...
Where did you first discover him?
At home.
And, what does he do?
He makes with the singing.
I see. What type of songs does he sing?
Topical type songs. For instance, he's all wrapped up in Christmas music right now.
And I suppose he's going to sing a Christmas song for us today, huh?
That's right.
All right. Well, our spotlight falls on... our spotlight turns to Wilmer Studley, who is age 15 years old, and he's going to sing a Christmas song. Run over there to that microphone and get your music all set up. It's about ready now, I think. You all set, Wilmer?
All ready. I'd like to sing my Christmas song.
All right.
Beautiful Ohio, la la la.
Go right ahead, it's wonderful. I think you're singing too slow. Well, I see our time is up for today. But before we go, let's have a reprise and see who won our little talent show. First, we heard from the beautiful girl marimba player, Emily Sturdley. Then we had the little 9-year-old tap dancing wonder, from Red Bank. Help him up, Archie. And then finally, we heard from the singer who gave out to that beautiful carol. All right. Our time is running out. Let's have a round of applause. Let's have a round of applause for each of our contestants. And we see by our reaction meter that today's guest is... Don't you know what to do when you get to that spot? For a fanfare. Today's winner is Arthur Clutliffe, who recited that great poem, The Village Misty. We've got some wonderful things lined up for you. First, we're going to let you be guest conductor on the 3:30 garbage run through Charlestown. Then you'll be given the week at Lowe's Polite Theater in Last Chance to catch you on. And then finally, the best prize of all, you'll appear in our show all next week here at 1 o'clock.
Wonderful.
So you're on the ladder of success. Keep climbing. Climb up a little higher right now. You've got a good start. Oh, maybe you'd better come down again. I see our time is up for today, though, so we get to say goodbye.
Thanks a lot, Arthur. Without you,
I
hardly would know it.
Yeah, Is my paycheck coming yet?
Yeah, the uniform tennis has just arrived with us.
I hope they're well armed.
Accompanied by the 365th Field Artillery Band. And one atomic bomb.
That's enough out of you, Tony. I say the funny things on this program.
Thanks a lot.
Well, goodbye.
So
I think I'll stay around for another hour and a half.
Yeah, you could.
Well, be that as it may.
Mary, we're going to hear from your fine record today.
You mean?
The old time, Mary.
Me. You gonna play that?
I don't know. Are you?
Oh,
you're the one
no.
that has the word.
No,
you know?
I don't want to play it anymore. I'm so awful sick of it. I hear it all the time.
Well, I know. It is getting around. I heard it on a jukebox last night.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way it goes, don't you know? I don't want to hear it so bad. I'd much rather talk about anything else.
Well, why don't you talk about something else? Talk about anything else.
Well, all right. I'd like to talk about this Major League meeting that's coming up next week.
Yes, how about the football game last night?
Well, I don't know much about that. Ray would know more about that.
Well, what's
that
report?
Well, I think I would at that. You mean the Lowell game down in Florida?
Yeah.
They came through like the fine thoroughbred team they are.
Rather an upset, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know if he's an upset.
Both good teams.
Both were great teams.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty evenly matched. I heard the game, and it was a real thrilladilla, believe me. Incidentally, after the kick, Lowell kicked to Landon last night, you know, and
Landon took over on the 20. The first play from scrimmage, the first play of the game, other than the kickoff, they went for a touchdown, an 80-yard pass and run. And that kind of set Lowell back on his heels, and I was afraid they
played better that way.
I was afraid they wouldn't be able to pick themselves up. You know, that's an awful shock right away, quick to have a touchdown scored against you. But they did come back, and within 5 minutes they had tied up the game, and then another.
Yes, well, that is a shock because it's been done to me. I remember one time when I was playing girls Latin, and they got the first touchdown right off the bat,
and it took
me quite a while to get back and. Really, tally up the score.
Who were you playing with then, Bob?
Just me. They figured to be pretty evenly matched, and our side did come through for the better score.
Bob, would you care to read a commercial or anything?
Don't have one to read today. I'd like to.
Well, ad lib. Well, let's make believe we have a commercial.
Well, what would be?
What would be a good product? What kind of a product would you like to sell most of all?
Grape jelly.
Think so?
Grape jelly would be fine.
How about if hospitals would advertise? What kind of a commercial would
hospitals? Okay,
yeah.
Well, we'll need musical background for this.
Just
so
the start of it.
Put your thinking cap on, folks. Not the stocking cap, the thinking cap.
You know, a stitch in time saves nine. That'd be a good hospital theme.
Kate Smith made a record of that, didn't she?
Did she? Is that Ether music? Yes, it's knocking me out.
Dr. Sturdley presents Matinee with Bob and Ray.
The Dr. Sturdley Hospital is pleased to present this program.
Dr. Sturdley's hospital is hygienically clean.
You could eat off the operating room floor.
Dr. Sturdley's nurses are...
Yes, friends, you'll be happy there. Their food is known from coast to coast. Monday, meatloaf and cold mashed potato.
Tuesday, creamed egg on toast.
Wednesday, Mondays is back again, warmed up.
And with each and every meal, Dr. Sturdley gives you absolutely free imitation grape-flavored drink.
Plus one Alka-Seltzer, approved by the Dr. Sturdley Laboratory.
Dr. Sturdley invites you to come in any day next week, and with each tonsillectomy, receive absolutely free one appendix removal.
Oh, that! I'm going to do something else. I'm glad you stopped
another feature?
Me. Another feature. That's right. For Christmas, the special brain surgery job.
Remember, it's Christmas, but Dr. Sturdley gives you a present. Veterans, don't cash in your insurance bonus check.
Let Doc Sturdley get a hold of it over at his old friendly hospital.
Look for the blinking neon sign outside Dr. Sturdley's office
that says, if you're not feeling well, you should be coming in to me.
Remember Dr. Sturdley's slogan, the stitch in time saves nine.
You'll feel good again?
One of Dr. Sturdley's satisfied patients says this. Now Cannon Bill plays Black Moonlight. Dancing on that particular number was done by our guest from Canton, Massachusetts, who drops in every Saturday, Mr. Wedley Webster of the Canton Society. He's usually here with an award, but today I see he has come empty-handed.
Well, thanks, Bob. I was just trying to get my wind back after that tap dance.
That was a wonderful job you did, Webb.
Well, I'm the only tap dancer who dances on his heels. More than my toes. I mean, I kind of forget my toes doing the whole act.
Well, it's a little different, and
I kind of like
variety.
To forget them anyway. They've never done anything for me.
Variety gave you a good review. New act section.
I didn't have to see that, Bob. I know it was reviewed okay.
Yes, it went over very well.
Thank you.
And anything special bring you in here today?
Not a thing of world, Bob.
Mm-hmm. How's everything out Canton way?
Well, cold, chilly, I think it was colder down there almost than any place, almost. It felt like that.
Of course,
I wasn't every place. I was only in Canton.
So you couldn't tell, actually.
No, but I almost want to bet anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was colder there than anywhere, boy.
You're not going to sing anything today?
No.
Okay, you're going to tap dance another number?
I'm not much of a singer.
Why don't you do a military tap for us? We haven't had one of those before.
Well, can Bill Green play something
military? Just walk
over
to that.
This is on my heels, remember. You see, I salute along through here.
That's a good step.
It's a military tap dance.
You're a little out of tempo.
Well, I ain't great, you know. Just if I keep trying with a feather in my hat. Do you like this, feather?
isn't so good.
Kind of speed it up there, dear.
You ought to work
that out with the band.
Well, I'll just sit down through your window.
Sure, that's well. Friends, I'd like to give a few impersonations for you. The first is Bobby Byrne, his trombone and orchestra. Hello, everyone. This is Bobby Byrne, my trombone and orchestra.
Good. How about a little bit of Horace Heidt and his orchestra?
Hello, everyone. Horace Heidt, my musical night.
Good.
Nice.
Could you give us an impersonation of Guy Lombardo on New Year's Eve?
I'll have to have a little music for this one.
All right,
now, this is Guy Lombardo with Bob Carman, Pete Liebert, Nick Victor,
and the Royal Irish,
and the Royal Canadian, wishing all of you a very happy new year, and hoping that you'll be dancing to our music when next we air your way with the Royal Canadian over this same station.
Thank you, Guy Lombardo. That was wonderful. Well, it would appear, friends, that our program is kaput for the day.
It is just about come to a finish.
In other words, friends, we must tie up those ends and ravel up the sleeve of raveled chair.
And say aloha to the natives gathered around the studio.
Bye. Give my regards to Broadway.
We'll be back again with music by Sam Shapiro and the Aloha Islanders again Monday, when we hope you'll find it possible to be with us. Until then, keep eating that old koi. And look for us again and again.
Okay.
Keep that smile on your kitty.
Let me have more sparrow before you go.
And keep that dial stuck at 8:50.
Beautiful music, friend. I press two rows to my heart.
Afraid there's no time for that, Jack.
Oh, I'll just hold that over there. The great man hosted again appears this afternoon in New York. William Green was here again.
Both of these boys appear through courtesy of the Musicians Union Local.
We want to thank Eddie Piano Miller for guesting. And we want to thank Jimmy Sullivan for capably handling the tape recorder. The program is being beamed overseas, so look out.
Listen for me on my other program, Crooner's Corner.
Won't you, friends, hang by your thumb? They'll feel good again and write if you can work. Simply address work, WHC, Boston.